and welcome to the second episode of Touching Grass Pod. My name is Rosa, the founder of Touching Grass, and today we've got quite an exciting episode coming up. So today we're interviewing Elle and Amber, who are the founders of Gorp Girls Outside, a brand new hiking group based in Wales. So without further ado, let's get on with it. So what inspired you guys to form the group?
You want me to go first? Well,
for
me, I feel like the lack of female presence in the outdoors community, especially like represented online, like I feel like you predominantly see, like on TikTok for example, you see quite a lot of men getting out, and it's always groups of men and boys. Well, there's nothing wrong with that, obviously, but I just feel like there needs to be, you know, a safe space for the girls. And we sort of got brainstorming and we were like, yeah, let's do it. It was really spur of the moment, but a lot of effort has gone into it, so I'm glad it's paying off.
It's so cool. I've really enjoyed sort of seeing it grow from the beginning and like being able to be part of the group from sort of day one.
Thank you so much. It's so nice. I am so in love with our like beginning girls. Like everybody is so into the idea. Mm-hmm. And I think just everyone was so excited to like get started with us. Like the girls that we have in right at the start are just so brilliant. It's made me so excited.
So fun. Yeah. So how did you guys both get into sort of like the outdoors industry, I guess, like hiking and everything?
I'll let you go, Elle.
Yeah, it started like as a teenager. I was in the air cadets and I did like DV and all that sort of stuff. Wasn't really an outdoorsy kid. It didn't really come from my family. It's something that sort of came like later, yeah, as a teen. And as an adult, I just absolutely fell in love with it. I would go up to like the Lake District every other weekend, like every third weekend, as soon as I got my car, and just go hiking solo. But I had absolutely no other friends that like did it, so it was solo for years for me. And then yeah, I've just continued learning and learning, and I've got like big goals, but no one to teach me really. So I slowly started like going on courses and doing things like that, and just getting more like competent in the outdoor space. And that's where I am now, really.
What about you, Amber?
I don't know. For me, I feel like I'm a bit of the opposite. I had quite like an outdoorsy childhood, more on the like camping side. Like it was quite frequent in my family, but it was the typical story, like mental health, COVID, sort of just getting sick and tired of feeling groggy. Like I feel like that's the best way to explain it. And I just thought, you know, enough, gonna get outside. I went on walks anyway, but nothing like I do now. And my cousin invited me for a walk and, well, a hike, and it was so much fun. I just haven't stopped since, and it's just such a great way to get out and clear your head, and it just feels good. It's so rewarding for me.
Yeah, I feel like it's previously been quite a solo sort of venture, so it's nice to see that you guys have managed to get people to do it as sort of like a community, because I feel like there is a problem where people are going out on their own, they don't really know what they're doing and feel like they haven't got anyone else to go with.
Yeah,
that's so true. I know, you see a lot of it, and there are some like hiking communities about, you see it, but as a sport or an activity, like something to do, one of the beauties of it is that you don't need to like join a club, you don't need to pay anybody, you don't need to like invest in loads of kit to get started. But that also means that you don't need to like meet anybody to get started, you know? So it can be quite hard to find, especially local people with the same interests. Like it's easy to find people online, but you know, they're all over the country, you know, it's not localized. So you don't have that. Yeah. Me and Amber just got lucky. Honestly, it was complete chance and coincidence that we live sort of so close to each other.
Yeah.
How did you guys meet?
Was it through Instagram or TikTok? Like,
I think we must have, there was like the, you know, occasional liking, I think, and then we probably followed each other on TikTok first. I'm not even sure, to be honest.
It was that. I think videos that I remember seeing, like your kick hair videos, I was like, this is sick, this is positive, I love it, I need it.
Yeah, I'm sure you'd sent me some like positive message. Was it? Oh, I can't remember, off the back of one of my videos. You're like, oh my God, I love this one. And I was like, oh, I've seen some of your videos too around. And then it just started a conversation.
That's nice.
Yeah, immediate best friends. Yeah, that was
all it was. Cute, yeah. How do you guys find, so sort of running the group and balancing your hobbies with your day-to-day lives and sort of work?
For me, I work from home. And I know elders as well, but I'll let her speak after me. Yeah, working from home, it is quite easy. Obviously, you know, I'm quite busy. However, being in my own home, I've sort of got access to my phone on me all the time. Like I can check. And I think being two of us as well, like if one of us is out doing something, one of us can't like tend to anything, like it's really easy. And I haven't found it difficult just yet, but you know, things could change.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm really, really grateful we're doing it as a team. I think if it was just one of us, I've got to say, like, just having sort of so many bits of it to manage. And like, I don't have skills in every area. Like all the amazing graphics you see and stuff, that's Amber. Like, that's not my like skill set at all. So if I had to do it all by myself, I think it would be like, it would definitely be more stressful and feel more of a task. But it's a lot of what we do anyway. Like, we both like making content, you know, and we both posted anyway and both enjoyed like engaging with people online and going outdoors, obviously. So yeah, it's just an extension of that, I think, really.
So it's kind of like mixing work with pleasure, I guess. Yeah, it seems like a perfect mix.
100%.
Have you come across any challenges in sort of creating an environment for women in outdoor spaces?
Yeah. Yeah.
Of course, there's challenges. We do, the negative comments are much less frequent than the positive ones, I'll tell you. But you do get the standard sort of like, oh, have you made a group, you know, entirely for men? Or like, have you made, you know what I mean? The sort of comments that think it's like a sexist endeavor to do something specifically for women, yeah. Which I couldn't agree with more. Like, there's such a need for it, that to see it as like a negative or trying to exclude people is just such a shame. And we're really making an effort actually to like include all of those who support us. Like, just to say that we're creating a space for women to meet each other doesn't mean that we're like excluding all of the men who like help us make it happen, all the boyfriends, all our boy mates. Like, we're arranging wider community things as well. Looking forward to that.
Yeah, of course. I feel like it's so important to kind of differentiate between excluding and including people. It's a very like fine line. I feel like the internet really over exaggerates when people just want to create spaces for their own community.
Exactly. I do feel like, yeah, any of those challenges, like I say, the negative comments are very like internet centric. Like, they don't really exist, if you know what I mean. I hope we've not encountered anything like that sort of in real life, if you like.
But the
internet is just sometimes like, there's always going to be those people who don't like what you're doing, but if everybody thinks that you're perfect, then you're probably not doing your best. So
your first group hike is coming up. How are you feeling about it?
I'm buzzing. I'm really excited.
Yeah, super excited again to meet the girls, like our original girls that have sort of signed up to come, those who have been there from day one. That is, it's just so cool. It's so nice. It really feels like we're making something.
Yeah, I feel exactly the same. It's just so nice. It's really rewarding that people actually want to come along, and I'm really looking forward to it, as well as us as well. But I feel like I'm quite a chatterbox anyway, so you know, I'm not too nervous on that front. But yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
So, as I'm sure a lot of people there aren't going to be sort of too intermediate, you might have a few beginners. So what sort of steps are you taking to ensure everyone feels sort of safe and comfortable during your events?
Do you mind if I take this one, Amber?
Yeah, you go for it.
I feel like this was one of the things that we considered from like the first moment that we talked about putting on group hikes. Like, I think one of the concerns that a lot of girls probably have in joining group hikes is the, I'm not going to be fit enough, I'm not competent enough, I'm not going to be, you know, the strongest or the fastest in the group, or you know, I'm going to hold people back or something like that. And what we're trying to create is an environment where girls can like meet each other, not where they can come in and like show off and be the best. And it's really, that's not what we're trying to create. Nothing competitive, nothing clicky, nothing judgmental, just a space where girls can come and be in the outdoors. So everything that we're like doing and planning is like places where we've hiked before and we know the routes really well. And we're really comfortable like walking along them and can do them like at any pace at the time in the day, you know? So it'll be like a very casual, very calm sort of experience. That's the goal anyway, something like that.
Yeah, I literally second all of that.
Yeah, it's just to add as well, if sort of anybody's listening that does have a concern, like, we're trying to make a very open and approachable appearance, like, which is real and authentic, you know? So if anybody has questions or has concerns, like, we would love to try and like fix those, you know, and sort those out. So like, if we haven't identified a concern that somebody has, we would absolutely love it if somebody would like raise that with us so that we can do something about it. Yeah, that's really the kind of space that we're trying to make, is where like people feel welcome to come to us with like questions or concerns and things like that, and know that we're gonna like listen and take them well, and yeah, all of that.
That's so nice to hear, because I feel like part of it can be the intimidation that stops people wanting to go on them. They feel like you're not fit enough or you've not got the right stuff, but that's super nice to hear.
I feel like I don't know, I feel like it's sort of what you see online is also very different from real life. Like, I feel like you could look at my page, for example, and think, wow, she's out all the time, she's so fit. And it takes me so long on hikes because I have to stop so frequently. Like, I'm not that fit, but I still go and enjoy it. And, you know, like Elle said, I want everyone to feel comfortable and welcome and not feel left out. Like, that's the main goal.
So true.
So kind of leading up to that, I was going to ask, so is the group sort of aimed at all abilities, or is it kind of just for, I guess, people who are like a little bit experienced?
No, 100% is for people with like no experience whatsoever. If you have never been on a hike, if you're comfortable, like we've outlined sort of how long we expect to be walking and the distances and elevation and stuff like that, so that people could make a judgment. Just if people are limited in their like physical abilities or something, I'd love for them to be able to like read that and think, like be able to make a judgment for themselves. But we've definitely designed the hike to be for beginners and led by people who are like very comfortable to do it. We're hoping in future to put on more, you know, hilly hikes or more technical things. But again, at the time, we'll make those like very clear. If we plan to do a scramble or something like that on the day, then we would, yeah, make that absolutely clear.
Do you have any tips for newcomers who might be a bit nervous about joining their first hike?
I don't know. I feel like for me, obviously, if people are listening to this, I feel like me and Elle are both very friendly, very approachable. And I feel like a lot of the time for me, what's put me off going to group hikes is being surrounded by, you know, predominantly men. And I feel like a lot of women do feel a lot safer around other girls and other people supporting them. So I think like that's the main thing. Like, I hope they feel comfortable enough to talk to us and know that it's just totally friendly, totally open and welcome.
Yeah, I will say, I think a lot of this stems, like why we're taking it so seriously. I've been that person. Like I said, I did DV as a teenager. I was always in mixed groups. I was never the fastest. I was normally the slowest. Like, especially if I was the only girl in the group, it's almost a guarantee that you will be the slowest. And in that case, for me, at least in my experience, it was almost a guarantee that somebody in the group would make me feel bad about it. And I can't stand that. Like, hiking is not about racing. If you think it's a race, then go and race, go and do that. That's really not what we're about. There's a time and a place for that. And it's not what we're trying to do. It's not with us on our group hikes. So
yeah, I feel like I was in the same situation. I was never sort of like the most sporty, but doesn't mean I don't like doing it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and the speed doesn't matter. Like, my favourite people to hike with are people who stop every 5 minutes to be like, look at the view, look at the moss, look at that bird I spotted over there. You know, I want to like enjoy the environment that I'm in, and I like doing that at like a slow pace anyway. So yeah, it's rushing isn't something that I do.
Yeah, 100%. So the past couple of years have seen sort of like the introduction of quite a few outdoor-based communities. Were you inspired by any of them in particular?
Thing is, we see communities popping up all over the place. They're on all platforms, in all shapes and forms, and you'll find something like kind of aimed at everybody or aimed at people in general. One thing is that I feel like we couldn't find anything that was made specifically for us. Do you know what I mean? That's kind of our issue. Personally, I find the idea of going to like a group hike really quite intimidating. I developed awful social anxiety post-COVID. So like socializing in groups and meeting lots of people anyway is quite intimidating. And then, like I say, historically, having been the slow person in the group holding people back, I really don't want to go to a group event to be made to feel like I was being too slow or being put, even just being put on somebody else's timings. Like, that's not really why I go outside to enjoy the outdoors. So no, it more stemmed from our own experience and our own issues and trying to find a space in all of those groups where there sort of wasn't one for us already.
Yeah, I feel like the location as well, like I find personally groups absolutely everywhere, but I feel like a lot are either, you know, London based or North based, which is absolutely insane. Like, I'd love to be able to get to those areas all the time, but I don't know, I've never really seen that many you know, for my demographic in this area in South Wales. And I know there probably are some as well, that's just hard enough, but you know, like bringing everyone together, giving everyone a chance to go on a group hike, whilst obviously we will be organizing ones all across the UK hopefully in the future, but yeah, it's just a bit more accessible for those who live, you know, South Wales or even a bit further south, southwest, wherever really.
They just seem very focused on like Lake District and Peak District, which is amazing because they're amazing places to hike, but they're hours and hours away from me, so I could never really make them to any. Yeah, that's all.
Yeah, it's so cool to see them kind of like spring up everywhere in different areas, and they're quite localised. I like that. I did have a bit of a mare though, because I booked myself on one in York New Forest and I thought it was a New Forest in Hampshire. So I was kind
of like, oh no,
I can't go now.
Yeah, what an error. Damn. But exactly that. I mean, that must be like a 7-hour drive or something for you. Like, they're just, yeah, there needs to be like lots of groups, to be honest, so that people can find something that like works for them and is near to them.
Yeah. Do you guys have any sort of long-term goals or aspirations for the growth and impact of the community?
This is a hard question. Go on, Amber. If you have an answer, go for it.
I just think the main thing is friendships and girl code and one another. Like, you know, we can achieve so much in terms of the group and, like, you know, collaborations and everything like that. But I just want girls to be comfortable around girls and making friends. And, you know, like, that's the main thing for me.
That's such a nice way of looking at it. I was thinking about it in terms of, like, our growth with the group and what we can achieve. But that's so true. It's so, like, the nicest thing that we've got from it so far is, like, seeing, like, the girls making friends with each other and, like, how much... Like, they send us a lovely message. So many girls have sent us, like, lovely messages saying, like, how they've, like, needed a group like this, you know, and they just, like, wished something existed, and they only wish that, you know, they'd made something like it sooner or something, you know. Like, a girly group chat for outdoors girls, you know, who doesn't want to be a part of that? I do. it's so nice. I love that group chat. It's honestly my favourite group chat that I'm a part of.
Me too.
But that comes down to the girls that are in there. Like, you can only have a nice environment with, like, nice girls who want to support each other.
Yeah, 100%.
Super, super grateful. I can't even put it into words how grateful I am.
So moving into sort of, like, kind of the fashion-y side of things, I wanted to ask, what's in your current sort of gear rotation at the moment?
Oh, Elle, you go first, because I feel like you're very, you know, clued up. You know what you're doing, you know what you're looking for, and I trust any gear recommendation that you give me.
That's so kind. No, I do love my gear. I have a proper gear like obsession, to be honest. I used to work at Cotswold Outdoor, so like all the training and stuff, I was like actually kind of nerded out on that. At the moment, like, generally gear wise for me, it's like fleece and beanie season. Like, that's all I'm wearing is fleeces and beanies. And boot and shoe wise, I've just bought some new Vivo Barefoots from Vinted. I wear barefoot boots as a matter of course, and I'd only ever bought them brand new, and one of the issues obviously is that they're expensive, and it only just occurred to me that you can buy these things on Vinted, so that's my that's my go-to at the moment, is like hunting for the good deals on Vinted.
I think for me it's definitely got to be, and I go on about them all the time, you probably know what's coming, the Craghoppers Kiwis. They are so comfy, and I feel like they're always accessible and very affordable as well. Like, whatever site you get them from, I feel like there's always a sale, and like, you can move in them. You know, obviously there's more expensive and higher quality things on the market, but I think for the price, and like, I wear mine all the time and they're still in absolutely mint condition. Like, I just love them. They're so comfortable, like men's and women's. I wear both, and I can't fault them. Also, I think as a brand, Osprey is very high up for me. Their bags, I've just bought a new one actually, I'm waiting for it to arrive, but I use an Osprey Talon 11 as my day hike bag, and honestly it's so comfortable and it fits loads in as well. Like, there's so many good compartments in it, which is amazing, so I really, really rate that 100%.
They know how to cut a pair of trousers for women, don't they? Craghoppers get that right.
Yeah.
Like, some brands, like, there are a few, like Montan as well is my other sort of main pair of trousers that I wear out, and they just know how to cut a pair of trousers for women. Like, some brands just don't get it on the mark, you know. I love that. That's honestly one of my main like gauges for a brand, is if they cut clothes to to fit me properly. Do you know what I mean? Like, you can have all the nice technical features in the world, but if it's not designed for my shape properly as a woman, then it's not going to happen.
100% agree.
So true, yeah. If there was one thing you could take on a hike, what would it be?
God. Elle, you go first.
Oh, my God. I should have prepared the answer for this. What, only one thing that I could take on a hike?
Yeah, just one thing.
Water bottle. No, sunglasses. Sunglasses. I changed my mind. Sunglasses.
Okay, yeah. It's going to take water. Water bottle. 100%.
I think I could make it through the day without my water bottle. But if it was like a proper sunny day, I'd need... It drives me mad if you've got the sun in your eyes all day and need like cap or glasses. That's my like... If I lost them on a hike, if they like fell off the ridge, I'd be fuming.
Do you guys want to share anything else about the group? Have you got anything to sort of say to the audience?
I do, if you don't mind, just a quick rundown of like everything that we are like trying to, you know, have on the go on kind of a monthly basis, just so everyone knows kind of what's going on with us, what we're about.
Yeah, of course.
So obviously we've got the Instagram page at Gorpy Girls Outside with a zero on the outside. And that's for absolutely everybody who wants to support us. We super appreciate all, you know, men, women, hikers, non-hikers, anyone who wants to support us can do it there. On the Instagram, we do a weekly community post where we take it in turns. So 1 week Amber does it. Today was her week. Amazing choices. And then 1 week I'll do it. And that's, yeah, 10 pictures from the week that girls have submitted to us, either by tagging us, hashtagging, or posting in our Discord, which I'll get to in a minute. And then, yeah, we just showcase like what they've been up to in the week. One of our like underpinning ideas, if you like, is you can't be what you can't see. So we're trying to showcase like the best role models that we have, basically, and encourage girls to go out and be their best outdoor selves. And we're also doing our absolute best. We are only in month two at the moment, but we're trying to provide or put out monthly giveaways with brands who want to support women in the outdoors. And that's, yeah, just so that we can do our best to like give things back to our communities. Beginners have a chance to get, you know, a bit of kit for free, things like that. A bit of fun, basically. And then we have our Discord server, and that's our, yeah, girls only group chat. So that's our safe space for the ladies. We have loads of different chats in there. So we've got them split by like location, sports. We have loads of other fun stuff like, you know, buy and sell, crochet and craft, like foraging and fungi, you know, whatever you like. We'll make a chat if there's like a need for a new one. And I think that's it. Have I missed anything, Amber?
I don't think so. I think you've got it right on the mark there. Like, cool. Everything that Elle said, it's just, you know, I want to be approachable. We both do. And if anyone has any like questions or concerns and they want advice, like, obviously all the girls are welcome to give it. I want everyone to know that anyone can come to me with anything that they want to ask. And I know the same goes for Elle as well. 100%. Yeah.
Yeah, we want it to be like the most collaborative thing. Like, obviously we're here and we're trying to be like the most sort of supportive versions of ourselves, especially while it's kicking off, to make sure that everyone knows that's what we're about. But we're hoping like the girls that join are also sort of there to, like, more experienced girls are there to share their advice and information and resources, and, you know, beginner girls will come in and like feel free to ask questions and, you know, make friends with people who are more experienced than them. Because in the end, that's one of the best ways that you're going to learn. Like, if you're a climber and you're a new climber, go and make friends with a girl who's like way better than you, and you're going to improve way faster. And that goes for like
moment. Most...
Yeah. So yeah.
Amazing. Thank you so much, guys, for speaking to me today.
You're welcome.
So yeah, no problem at all. That was fun. Thank you.
So just to plug your socials quickly. So it's Girls Outside on Instagram, and then people message you guys for the link to the Discord, right? Is that correct?
Yeah.
Lovely.
100% DMS for the link.
Yeah, so give them a follow.
Oh, thank you.
No worries.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Amazing. Thank you so much, guys, for speaking to me today. I've really enjoyed this.
Oh, no, you're so welcome.
Looking forward to seeing you on the hike. Thank you very much for tuning in today, guys. I really hope you enjoyed having Amber and Elle here as much as I did. Again, if you want to follow them on socials, it is Gorp Girls Outside with the O as a zero on Instagram. Message them for the Discord link so you don't miss out on any of the fun. I will catch you on the next one. Keep your ears out open for it. It's going to be an interesting one.